why don't I preach, particularly in the Sunday morning services, why don't I preach topical messages? And you can probably count on one hand the number of times in the morning services that I have preached truly a topical sermon. It's obviously not my usual thing. And it's actually, though, that the lack of preaching topical messages, not really typical. Seems that many, many preachers do preach topically. And many people are more familiar with the topical kind of preaching. And what I mean by that, the topical message usually presents a basic theme or basic idea, and then it goes through various passages and brings to bear a bunch of different verses into an outline. So, in fact, I've got one in front of me, just somebody else's outline. It's called the central figure of the church, and their points are: Jesus is the founder of the church, Jesus is the foundation of the church, Jesus is the framework of the church, Jesus is the first officer of the church, Jesus fashions the church. And each of those points has a couple other texts, verses that support that. And that's the basic idea. They start with that theme and then move in through various scriptures and or sometimes they develop the outline and then find the scriptures to fit their outline. But there's another kind, it's very similar, but the other kind maybe focuses more on a current event. So the sermon may be what the Bible says about Donald Trump, or what the Bible says about Justin Bieber canceling his concert. You know, it may be something of that nature. And so they'll go through, so let me go back to Donald Trump, since it's actually a semi-legitimate illustration. That sermon may go like to Romans 13 to show the divinely ordained ministry of the government, and then to Matthew to show the proper response to the laws of our government, and then to Jesus' words in the Gospel of John that remind us that we as Christians are members of a greater kingdom, and then maybe go to Revelation 19 to show that all the kingdoms are going to be overthrown and replaced by the kingdom of God. Yeah, it'd be something like that, just kind of working through this topic and thinking through. And of course, instead of following that method, I preach in a style that is sometimes called expositional or verse-by-verse preaching or consecutive exposition. I mean, if you've heard me preach a message at all, you know what I do. It's pretty straightforward. And instead of giving you all the reasons I don't preach topically, let me give you just a few reasons I preach expositionally. And the number one reason is I believe the Word of God is sufficient for everything you need for godly life. That's my starting point. The Word of God, rightly understood in its context, is everything you need. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 3 says, is that by the Word of God, the Word of God is that milk by which we grow. And the best way for you to grow and for us to grow together as a church is on a steady diet of God's Word. I believe it is only the Word of God that is powerful enough to pierce your heart, to convict of sin, to bring you to saving faith, to transform the individual into Christ-likeness, so that when it comes down to it, the study of Scriptures and what it says in its context is not the advanced course for those who really want to be spiritual. It's basic. It's baby bottle stuff for every believer. And to ensure, to protect me from running off on tangents and rabbit trails, I do that enough as it is, but from just throwing out my opinions, and go to Scriptures and just simply say, what does Scriptures mean? What did the author intend to say? What does it mean in its context, historical, textual, all of those things? Now, how does this meaning apply to our life today? And I preach this way because ultimately is the only truly timeless and always timely preaching. Really, just opening Scriptures and unfolding it is the most relevant preaching on the planet. If I was to respond every week to political debates, moral dilemmas, natural disasters, and international tragedies, or whatever the hot button topic in the community is right now, it very quickly become repetitious. And I think it ultimately would become very, let's say, weak preaching, very swift, very quickly. And so I preach the way I do because my desire is to open scriptures and tell you what God has said. I do not mean every topical preacher is wrong. There are a lot that are. I'll say that just as a warning. But it does not mean that everyone is wrong. Not everyone who preaches in a non-consecutive fashion is wrong. The issue is not really what order they follow in the arrangements of you know their preaching schedule. But do they preach the Word of God? Do they open Scriptures? Do they say, this is what God has said?